Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Last week, Aspen Pharmacare, a South African pharmaceuticals company, made headlines as it managed to secure regulatory approval to market Eli Lilly's. Now, that's a new form of a medication that is essentially meant to treat diabetes, but also has a positive consequence in terms of reducing or allowing for effective weight loss management. Now, consider the likes of Ozempic, Mounjaro, and even GLP-1s. They've gained a significant amount of popularity in terms of their success abroad. So much so that at some point, Serena Williams, well-known tennis player, has gained a lot of criticism regarding her weight loss as well as the use of a weight loss drug, one of which her husband sits on the board of, and that has garnered quite a bit of criticism. But we also decided to get some perspective on how this global level of influence is unfolding in South Africa. Let's get some insight briefly.
Well, a lot of people have been wondering about my new fitness journey and what I've been doing, and I've been really open about me being on GLP-1s, and I thought it was really important just to come out and say it. So I'm on a GLP-1 through Ro.co, and for me, it was really just about taking away that stigma of like, is it a lazy way? Is it a shortcut? Like, yeah. Why would you do that? And so for me, like after having my first kid with Olympia, and then, you know, in particular after having the second kid, I was never able to be at a healthy weight that I could be at, whether it was my joints or blood sugar levels. Yeah. It was just always something that I suffered with. And a lot of women actually go through this. And I always said that I feel like, for me personally, I feel like, you know what, after I had my kids, after I got a tad bit older, like my body was actually missing something. No matter what I did, I literally was playing professional tennis. Yeah. And you can even see, like, sometimes I had this really awesome documentary a few years ago, and you can see in the documentary my coach is telling me, you have to lose weight, you have to lose weight. I'm playing professional tennis, I'm literally training 5 hours a day, and I would always work my way to one point of the scale, and it would never go below that. And so for me, eventually when GLP-1s came out, I was like, no way, no how, that's not for me, don't sign me up. Yeah. But then, you know, I looked at it as a sport, you know, like as an opponent, okay? Like, I can't beat this opponent. No matter what I do, I have to try something different. Tried something different. It didn't work. And so eventually I just, you know, I saw my friends using it, I saw a lot of people on it, and I tried it, and it actually worked.
Well, that interview is taken from a conversation Serena Williams had on the Today Show in the United States, available on YouTube, a conversation that was recorded just over 2 months ago. Well, that sets the context around the popularity, the interest, the intrigue, and oftentimes the criticism when it comes to weight loss management drugs. And these are particular pharmaceuticals which are primarily intended for the adequate treatment of non-communicable diseases like diabetes, however, have been found to have side effects and consequences of significant weight loss, which, if used and administered accordingly, can help and assist many South Africans and people across the world who struggle with weight loss or obesity. But to talk about this from a South African point of view, what kind of weight loss drugs are accepted in South Africa? How does the Aspen Pharmacare deal shift things in the South African landscape? And of course, what does this mean for availability and, through adequate regulatory controls, accountability for those companies or institutions that might be found distributing these drugs that might not make approval? We join on the line by the head of regulatory compliance at SAHPRA, that is joining us tonight, Mokgadi Fafudi, joining us to give us some insight into this conversation. Mokgadi, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your time.
Oh, good afternoon to you and the listeners. Thank you.
Fantastic. Mokgadi, perhaps let's just start by providing a deeper context and insight into the role and function of SAHPRA, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. Essentially, very simply put, you're an organization that makes sure that any kind of medication or pharmaceutical that is consumed or administered in the country is well within the law, to make sure that it's not found wanting in terms of breaching any rules and regulations that prioritize healthcare. Would that be correct?
Yes, that would be correct. So we regulate all health products that are in the country to ensure that they would be of quality, safety, and they will be effective, or they would perform up to the standard that they are claiming, just to protect the public.
100%. This then speaks to the shift that we've seen in terms of healthcare products that might be administered for weight loss management. Where are we there? Because last year, around November 8th, SAHPRA was very clear that no weight loss management drugs are actually to be administered in South Africa, and that they're not fully regulated according to our law. Is that still the case?
No, I think let me correct that statement. Remember, applicant would apply to SAHPRA for products that make certain health claims. So we do have, and at the time as well, we did have medicines that were registered for weight loss. So, however, the statement that we issued at that particular time, it was warning the public mm-hmm. against products that are not approved by SAHPRA, which purport to be treating weight management or weight loss, for example, and also warning people against buying online product or also compounded product that contain specific substances in the name of weight loss.
Got you. And maybe let's provide some extra detail into that. This is primarily because we were, at that point, there weren't any South African companies registered to actually administer or distribute these weight loss drugs. Would that be correct?
So if we are to speak about the GLP-GIP agonist, similar, like, for example, you spoke about Ozempic and also the Lilly product that is Mounjaro, and for those in particular, those were the products that were registered, but for diabetes in South Africa, for the treatment of type 2 diabetes mm-hmm. and not for weight loss. However, since then, as applications were submitted to SAHPRA for these indications of weight loss and they were reviewed, and from Novo Nordisk, there is Wegovy that was recently approved, and from Eli Lilly, there was Mounjaro, which was recently as well. The indication of weight loss was recently approved as well.
Got you. Mokhadi, maybe for context here, as you say, so Mounjaro, Ozempic, and GLP-1s, are those also included on the list, are approved, but only to be distributed by these two particular pharmaceutical companies. Would that be in line?
So, as we know, GLP-1s or GIP agonists, these are medicines that mimic the natural hormone in your body to help regulate that way people may feel full and not have appetite, where it also may be slowing down digestion, and as a result, there might be some weight loss that is seen in that regard. So with regards to this two products in particular, this would be, which you are asking me about, the Lilly one and then the Novo Nordisk one. The Lilly one is the Mounjaro, and then the Novo Nordisk, that is the product that is registered for weight loss, mm-hmm. it's Wegovy. So Ozempic, I just want to reiterate that Ozempic is registered for type 2 diabetes. However, the same company has registered Wegovy, uh-huh. which will be for weight loss, which is also a GLP-1 agonist. So these are recently registered, and those are welcome into the market to be marketed as a weight loss product.
Got you. And Mounjaro as well as
Wegovy.
Wegovy. Perfect. So those are the three that are recognized in South Africa and are fundamentally meant for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, however, can be administered for the adequate management of weight loss.
Let me rephrase. I think for you to understand me, remember, I'm saying that Ozempic is registered for type 2 diabetes.
Got you.
However, the same company has registered Wegovy, which is also a GLP-1 agonist, but for the purpose of weight loss. So Wegovy is for weight loss, but Ozempic is for type 2 diabetes.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
On Mounjaro?
Then Mounjaro is allowed for the purpose of weight loss. It has been recently registered for that.
Got you.
By Eli Lilly.
And so, this is important, Mokgadi, because for us as South African consumers, we might not be familiar with the technicalities, right, from a biological point of view, and typically are very familiar with the retail names of these particular products. And for many in the South African market, they've become just known as household names, and at times well aware that some medical healthcare professionals have actually administered this for weight loss management. So I'd like to touch on that aspect as well. You know, is there an awareness from SAHPRA that at times these drugs might not be administered for the purposes that they've been registered for? And outside of just that awareness, you know, has there been any sense of consequence management?
Yes, that is correct. So hence we are doing regular communication through media platforms as to what products are to be used and for what. And also because you can see that with the access to online platforms these days, example is that you just played Serena Williams clip. So social media, access to social media now has unfortunately enabled people to share information which is not necessarily correct. And people as well are advertising these products online. They are selling these products online. And the products that they are selling are not the ones that are approved. They are selling products that mimic, the name would be similar to the ones that are approved. And also, we also remember that we've got compounding as well. So at the moment, these products that I'm mentioning are the ones that are approved, but we also have others that were earlier approved, but those are not being misused in the market like these ones for purporting to be for weight loss. So there are numerous online sales of medicines which claim to be containing semaglutide, which is the active ingredient, and tirzepatide, which is also the other active ingredient in the other product. And they would be selling them online to say that these products are exactly working to reduce weight loss, and they contain the substances that I have just mentioned. Mm. However, as SAHPRA, because we know that we have not approved those, so we strongly would communicate that these products have not been evaluated and approved by SAHPRA, and they were not even submitted to SAHPRA for evaluation. And therefore, we urge people not to use any products that are containing semaglutide or even tirzepatide, except for those that are registered and for the indication that SAHPRA has approved them for.
So just for clarity, got you. And just for clarity on that, that would typically be for weight loss management, or as a consequence of that, Mounjaro and Wegovy, or Zempic is specifically for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. Is that correct? And can we check this as South African consumers who might visit dietitians, healthcare providers, who might actually be distributors of this particular kind of medication?
These are Schedule 4 medicines, and the substances that are listed in Schedule 4 of the SAHPRA schedules, these are only accessible through a doctor's prescription, meaning that the patient will have to, or the person will have to, go and consult the doctor, because remember, these are chronic conditions, and therefore they require that a healthcare professional who's trained like a doctor be consulted and evaluate the patient, and then they will prescribe these, and then this would be the patient or the client will go and collect these from an approved or registered pharmacy, and that will be given through a pharmacist. So using that prescription, and the doctor will be monitoring this condition, because these are chronic conditions, and therefore the facilities that also hold these medicines would be pharmaceutical establishment. So that is the process how people should acquire their treatment, so that they can also be monitored for adverse events, side effects that may be associated with them taking these medicines, because people are different. And remember, these are also recently approved. So that is the channel on how people should acquire these medicines. But this should not even be advertised online. That is why we are saying people who are seeing this online, and people who are seeing this online, they must report such medicines to SAHPRA, because these two are under Schedule 4 and they will therefore not be available online. They are only available through doctor's prescription, through a pharmacy or a dispensing doctor, and not anywhere else.
Got you. Before I let you go, Mukhadi, do you also monitor the pricing of these particular drugs to ensure that they are competitive and, I guess, don't see a spike in terms of pricing to take advantage of consumers?
No, SAHPRA is not involved. In terms of the Medicines Act, our role is not pricing. Pricing falls within the National Department of Health, the Pricing Committee, and that is also enabled in terms of Section 22G of the Medicines Act. So, but that is within the National Department of Health. So ours is just to enable access through licensing, through authorization, through registration, and for people to have it through to market it in South Africa. But when it comes to pricing, there is a pricing committee within the National Department of Health responsible for that. But ours is to enable access by ensuring that these medicines are evaluated for quality, safety, and efficacy.
Fantastic. Mukhadi, this conversation is definitely one that has educated a lot of South Africans who perhaps haven't been aware of the process and function that is followed by SAHPRA, but more so also just an understanding of which particular healthcare products that are commonly known in South Africa are adequately approved by SAHPRA. Thank you again for your time. We will certainly be touching base again soon just to get further context and details around the regulatory environment for healthcare products in the country. Thank you again.
My pleasure, and thank you for the invite. Bye.
Mukhadi Fafudi, Head of Regulatory Compliance at SAHPRA. That's the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. You might be wondering, well, why are we having this conversation? Well, it's linked to the business story regarding Aspen Pharmacare. They have received approval from SAHPRA, as you've heard, to bring in Lilly. Now, that is the regulatory approval to market Lilly. One of their drugs that they have that is commonly known in the South African market is Mounjaro, primarily for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, but has actually shown that it can enter the market as a drug to facilitate weight management in the country. Now, you and I know there's huge demand for anything to do with weight loss. We see it abroad, we see it here, and it's important for us as South Africans to understand the consequences from a regulatory point of view, what it means for the business itself, and most importantly, education for ourselves to also enhance our level of understanding on what is permissible within the regulatory framework of South Africa. Ozempic, primarily registered for the treatment of type 2 diabetes in the country. Wegovy, Mounjaro, those have recently been approved by SAHPRA specifically for the management of chronic weight management in the country, and will be distributed by key pharmaceutical houses, one that you can only get and receive through prescription from a medical doctor, as it is Schedule 4 medication. Don't say we don't teach you anything.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.